Start to our Thursday here in central Wisconsin at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. The time is 8:07 and fair skies, 59 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, in about, what, 7.5 minutes or so. You just heard him for a couple of hours, but I'm going to bring him back. We're going to talk to Pat Kreitlow. You hear him every morning from 6 until 8 a.m. on Up North News. I appear on his program on Tuesdays. I'm going to try to bring him on a weekly basis to talk about some of the issues going on around the state, around the country, even around the world. We'll talk to Pat coming up at 8:15. This morning, I just wanted to, well, first of all, wasn't that great the way we started off this hour? Again, we keep adding new things here on Civic Media. And different times during the day have complete blocks of news and sports. And we just heard Luke Mathers with 3 minutes of news. Then Brittany Merlot came on with our area news update. And Mike Clemens, our new sports director, giving us an opportunity to get sound from the locker room in American Family Field last night after the Brewers 10-2 win over Baltimore. But different times during the day, I believe it's now 8 a.m., of course, 12 noon with Terry Bell at the start of Town Call, and at 5 p.m. as well, you get a complete roundup of what you need to know here in Wisconsin. And Civic Media continuing to grow our news operations, our sports operations, and give you an opportunity to get everything you need without turning the dial. So in the lead-in to the start of my program every morning, we do get 4 minutes of news and 2 minutes of sports. All information from 8 until 8:06 when we start things up right here. So again, we're keeping the growth going. We're going to keep adding different aspects to try to give you the information that you need each and every day on Civic Media, including right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Earlier this morning, as I was getting set for the program, saw the news that Pat Robertson has passed away at the age of 93. When we all come to the end of our lives, it's time to, you know, say, look back. What did we accomplish? What did we not accomplish? And Pat Robertson obviously had a great effect on a lot of people. But in some ways, it was such a waste. If you're going to have the ability to talk to folks, to bring them in, to change their mind in important ways, you want to do it in a good way. And the power of religion. In fact, the Associated Press, in the story about Pat Robertson, talked about how the growth of the Christian Broadcasting Network, of course, which was what Pat Robertson was probably most famous for, the launch of the Christian Broadcasting Network and the growth, the incredible growth of it. But if you look at the Associated Press and its quick write-up, you know, just the headline about Pat Robertson, I'm going to pull it up here real quickly because I had it before I came from my desk here into the studio. And the AP puts so many stories out there. Pat Robertson, the religious broadcaster who turned a tiny station into the global Christian broadcasting network, tried a run for president and helped make religion central to Republican Party politics in America, has died. He was 93. The line that kind of jumped out at me was, helped make religion central to Republican Party politics in America. And I think there's no argument that that is truly the case. In fact, during an era, if you look back at the last 100 years or so, the number of complete scandals involving religion. And yet, it seems to have this ability to be Teflon. It doesn't matter how many sexual assaults are reported by leaders of religious organizations. No matter how many times you hear about money being skimmed or embezzled from religious organizations, it still seems to have this incredible power in our country. And I think for the worse. You know how many religions there are in the world? There are 4,000 religions in the world. 4,000. And yet everybody thinks they have the right one and that everybody else is wrong. And we still live in an era, if you ran for president and you came out and said, I'm an atheist, what chance do you think that person would have of even coming close to being elected president of the United States? The religious aspect of this country continues to grow, and I think that is something that is not a good thing. And it kind of gets focused on a day like this where you hear this morning that Pat Robertson has passed away. May have more on this a little bit later on, but we have to take a quick time out, and then we're going to come back and talk to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News. That's coming up next here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is coming up on 8:17. Again, a beautiful morning here in central Wisconsin. And I'm going to tell you right now, I can't wait to get into our new studios downtown because I'm having a little trouble connecting here to Pat Kreitlow, as we want to talk to Pat here this morning, but I'm still working on this to try to get Pat Kreitlow on here. Still loading in. I think we're going to have Pat here in just a moment. Again, I get a chance to talk to Pat each week on Tuesday mornings at the end of his program, and now moving here into the mornings, being able to talk to a Pat Kreitlow after he wraps up his show from 6 till 8 a.m., right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Pat, are you out there by any chance? Again, my computer is just so bad. It's starting to run here. We're trying to connect here. Should be just a moment, but again, want to talk to Pat about some of the issues going on here today. keep pressing buttons, but it's still not working here. Gee whiz. I'm going to try one more here just to wrap things up. Apologize here technologically sometimes. And now it just snapped off on me. Man, oh, man, oh, man. But again, today, weather-wise, we're expecting a very nice day. A lot of sunshine. We could use a little bit of rain again, but we'll have a complete look at our forecast as we get towards the weekend. It looks as though we may be getting a little bit of rain as we get into the weekend, but we'll have our talk with Michael Carroll coming up here in less than an hour, about 45 minutes at 9:06. We talk to our weatherology meteorologist each and every day at 9:06 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. We're still trying to get this to work in here. Again, we are still, I apologize here. I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm going to try to get Pat maybe through the phone lines. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, and hopefully have Pat Kreitlow with us here in just a moment. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
With you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Wouldn't it be good if technology worked? I can only laugh right here because the frustration right now, my computer, and it's been this way for such a long time. I know many of you probably go through the same things where you're in equipment that really should have been replaced a long, long time ago. And the thing about it is this equipment has been here well before the sale to Civic Media. In fact, Civic Media is in the process of building up our new studio across town, downtown in Wausau. We're going to be moving from our studios on East Wausau Avenue over to a downtown Wausau. It's really exciting. I think if you go downtown right now, you can actually walk past it. You'll see lights in the windows that say, you know, Bow Falls Radio, 98. 9:30. You'll peek in there and there'll be nobody there because I'm still over here at East Wausau Avenue. But there's so much going on. I mean, it's amazing how many stations have been added to the Civic Media Radio Network in the past year. And I think we're somewhere around 20 stations. And right now, our engineering staff is just working so incredibly hard into get everything set up. So I'm still here on East Wausau Avenue with equipment that doesn't work well enough. And Pat Kreitlow, I think that is you, correct?
Yes, it is.
I tell you, Pat, I apologize. My computer would not connect me to you on our planned way of doing this. I'm just telling the folks I can't wait to get across town to our new studios, but unfortunately, everybody else in the world of Civic Media is being worked on as well. So right now, still here in on the east side of Wausau. But Pat, we only got a few minutes, and I appreciate you coming on. Unfortunately, most of our time is already worked past, but of course, you're on right before me now from 6 until 8 a.m., and hopefully we can make this a somewhat regular thing where I actually are able to get you on. But real quickly, I wanted to actually ask you about a story that kind of broke after we had talked on Tuesday about the world of golf. And I know that people say, what, the world of golf? PGA and the LIV Tour, which is funded by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. And for the last year, the PGA had been talking about how, no, this is, you know, we are on the side of right, they're on the side of wrong. They use the 9/11 families. They use the other humanitarian atrocities performed by Saudi Arabia and the funding that came with that. I've been really torn apart by this, to be honest with you. I've been a big golf fan my whole life. What's your take on that? And also beyond that, the idea of money, that everybody has a price. That's what my first thought was. The PGA Tour had a price.
The PGA Tour clearly has money issues. There's no reason to do such an about-face when you have been using the morality hook of saying you'll never have to be embarrassed to be associated with the PGA Tour until, of course, they decided they needed to be associated with the Saudis and get that money. And it's a true morality tale of how low are you willing to sink for the money that you need. And it's so beyond unfortunate because, again, they made clear they were not going to associate with a murderous regime. And yet now they've let that murderous regime completely buy them out. And if I were a golfer or a sponsor on the PGA Tour, I would really be rethinking right now, you know, your priorities, and maybe somebody else begins their own startup league, and that's where you go in order not to be associated with what I've been referring to as the Al-Qaeda Golf League.
Blood money. Yep, exactly. Al-Qaeda Golf League. In the last, we got about 2.5 minutes here, and I wanted to kind of frame that even within this country where, during the history of this country, we've had eras, the Gilded Age and others, where the power of money, financial power, combined now with political power, and it feels like we're in an era right now where you'll see people who run for office, who get into power, who fund campaigns, who fund third-party groups, the combination of financial power and political power, it's getting a little dangerous, I think, in this country. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, because you look at our politics, you know, even before Citizens United, the role of that money was playing in making politics so dirty, it seemed like only a matter of time before the same thing happened, you know, in sports and in so many other things, because we have lost the ability, I think, in this country to say, you know, I don't need more money. I don't need the most money. I'm happy with where I am right now. I'm happy with a league that can pay $1 million to the winner of a golf tournament, not $2 million. I'm happy with campaigns where you only have to raise $100,000, not $10 million. And because we're not at that point, you'll do whatever it takes to get more money, and that makes everybody else a loser, whether you're a voter or a consumer or a participant.
And finally, sort of a philosophical question. Does everybody have a price? Because that worries me. That, again, that's one of the disappointing aspects where it felt like they were standing up, and now it's like, oh, we had a price. Does everybody have a price, and does that worry you in terms of even people that we trust that we have in positions of power?
The short answer is yes, but hopefully it's a yes, but. that yes, but even if it got to that level, there'd be a little guy standing on my shoulder saying, you don't have to go there. You never know till you're in that position, but you'd better know yourself well enough not to put yourself in that position.
Pat, again, I apologize for our issues on this end to get us connected.
No worries.
I do appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. Hopefully be able to get you back on a regular basis, like I enjoy coming on with you each week. But I know you have a meeting, thank you again, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Have a great day.
That's Pat Kreitlow again from Up North News, 6 to 8 a.m. here on WXCO. We have to take a quick time out. Come right back. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bull. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Beautiful start here on this Thursday. Great day. We're going to have to be sitting outside with the microphone, I think. Fair skies, temperature around 60 degrees. Looks like it's going to be a beauty here today. Frankly, almost a perfect day. Sunny and 75. Not too hot, not too cold. Plenty of sunshine. Really, really great day. Not breezy, 75 degrees, calm winds early, becoming north 5 to 7 miles per hour in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 47. Tomorrow, another good-looking day, sunny skies and a high near 79. Saturday, a chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Also, a chance of thunderstorms and showers likely after 1 on Saturday, high near 77. And then Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then a chance of showers after 7 a.m., a high near 65. Again, around 60 degrees right now here in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Again, number one, apologize that we weren't able to have on for as long as we hoped, Pat Kreitlow. But thanks again to Pat, and he'll join us each Thursday morning at 8:15 to talk about issues, and I'll make sure that the issues that I had here in the studio in terms of our connection will not occur again next week. And the last aspect, the last question I asked Pat Kreitlow, I want to ask you right now. I want you to let me know, because it's something I've been thinking about the last couple of days. I heard the news about the PGA and the LIV Golf Tours when I was driving to our baseball broadcast with the Marathon Red Raiders on Tuesday. And on the drive, it was a long drive, about 2.5 hours each way. I was thinking about different aspects of it. And the last question I asked Pat is, do we all have a price? Do we all have a price that once you hit it, we'd be willing to let go of our center, our core? 715-298-1248. I really like to know, if X number of dollars came, would you turn your back on your values? Would you turn your back on your core beliefs? Would you turn your back on what is good and what is bad? Would you work with people that you know are bad for a price? Do you, or not even yourself, for the people that you've known, even the public figures that you have watched, do you feel like everybody has a price? I really like to know what you think. 715-298-1248. And I've had this discussion in different aspects over the past year or so. Because, you know, when change occurs, and it did occur here back last summer, change occurred where I had worked for an owner for 12 years. Actually, no, 14 years. 14 years I had worked for the same owner. And then Civic Media came in and bought our radio station. And fortunately, my values align with the values of Civic Media. So there's not a problem. But I was talking to some folks who said, you know, what happens if, say, because one of the most important aspects of what I do is the high school sports. I love doing it. I've done it for a quarter century. I want to continue to do it, and that's an important aspect of my job. I love doing this program. I love everything, basically, I do in radio, but I need to have the high school sports aspect. And I told Crudy and Sage when we first, the first time I talked to them, first interview to see whether or not they wanted me to come by and stay with the organization and the radio station, and whether or not I wanted to continue and go with WXCO or look at different opportunities. So we had the discussion. We talked about, you know, philosophy, what we would like to accomplish in terms of a program like this or everything else with the radio station. But I also mentioned to them that, you know, high school sports is something that is sort of a red line for me, that if they decide that, hey, that doesn't fit into what they're trying to accomplish, that I would probably move on. But fortunately for me, they had already decided that high school sports would be part of the program here on WXCO. But then I would be talking to folks who would say, well, you know, who would you work for? And there's an organization that covers high school sports that does not align with, I think, my core beliefs. And I've told people, I said, I don't care. I would go and become a public address announcer. I would go and run the board, run the scoreboard, or do the scorebook, or do something else to be involved in high school sports before I would go and take money and broadcast for this unnamed organization. I said, everybody else probably will be ultimately over there, because they've already picked up a lot of people, and I've lost a little respect for some people who have taken the money from this organization that I don't think deserves it. That I do not believe in the core of what they're doing. And I've told my friends, I said, I will not do it. You can mark my words. I will not be bought off. I don't care what they offer me. I do not care. I will not be bought off. I don't have a price, is what I'm saying. It's easy to say that because I have not got the offer for them. And unfortunately, I have not had to make the decision on it either, because the ownership here has allowed me to continue to do what I want to do. But you out there, again, I really want to know, do you have a price that you would do what the PGA Tour did? Because they said all the right things. They had been doing all the right things for the past year, saying that, hey, if you go to live, if you're a professional golfer goes to live, would you have to apologize for that? If you are a PGA Tour golfer, you won't have to apologize for that. If you go to live and where you're getting your money, you'll have to apologize because it's dirty money. 715-298-1248. 715-298-1248. Again, I think I know in a big sense, it's a philosophical question, because sometimes you don't know until you're actually in the moment. Some of the golfers who went to the LIV Golf Tour, Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Cam Smith, again, major golf champions, they got incredible amounts of money. I mean, there were reports that Tiger Woods was getting high nine figures. I mean, and we know that Tiger Woods does not want for cash. The man has been, you know, incredibly successful, and also in terms of his off-the-course money, he has been able to make a lot of money over his career. But at the same time, that's still incredible amounts of money, incredible amounts. And he said no. Rory McIlroy, who's been, I think, the most vocal when it comes to LIV. And he came out even yesterday. He said, I hate LIV. He said no to the money. Many, many others said no to the money. And in the end, even those who took the money were sounding like they had second thoughts. There have been reports that some of the golfers who had taken the money were looking for some way back to the PGA Tour because these tournaments were drawing flies. They were playing out there in shorts with music blaring in the background. It was not the same as what they had experienced on the PGA Tour. The TV ratings were minuscule. There was no reason for this. But the PGA Tour had a price. And also, if your favorite team, and I think that we heard about it from Bob Look yesterday, if the Green Bay Packers were purchased by the Public Investment Fund, would you still keep rooting for the Packers? If the money was coming from the same funding that killed Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist less than a decade ago. It wasn't that long ago. 9/11 wasn't that long ago. Because we see it. We see it in England. I mentioned that I'm a fan of Premier League soccer. I like watching it on the weekends. And there's a team that's in the Premier League, Newcastle United. I mean, just over a year ago, early in the 2021-2022 season, they were purchased by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund. And they have turned around that team. They were struggling to stay in the league, but they turned it around, and this year they finished third in the Premier League. They earned a spot in the Champions League, the biggest club soccer competition in Europe. The fans love it. They had a very unpopular owner beforehand. In fact, when the Saudis bought it, there was some backlash to the Newcastle fans because some of them wore turbans to the games, showing their support for the Saudis. They basically then try to say, well, you know, Saudi money sponsors this, this, and this. And they're right. Many, many sporting events that we enjoy, there's sponsorship from the Saudis. They may not own the event or own some of these teams, but they sure as heck are sponsoring it. So again, I think we're in this era right now with the power of money and the power of political powers, people are able to buy power in different areas, whether politics, whether sports, because we're seeing the Saudis. And again, if you're not familiar with the term sport washing, what they're doing is classic sport washing, and it's working for them. And that's the thing that's very frustrating. I mean, if you look at Newcastle United, that was probably the most well-executed example of sport washing that you'll ever see. Amazing. They're heroes to these folks in Newcastle because they have brought success on the soccer pitch that they have not seen in a generation. And I see a talented coach who came on board. He took the money. And I want to say, do you know where that money comes from? And it's also amazing the amount of money that Saudis are able to spend. There is just something wrong here. I mean, in a world that still has so many needs for this country because it has oil, to be able to spend like a, you know, I would say a drunken sailor, but I mean, a drunken sailor would have no imagination of how much money that the Saudis are spending. Again, I just wonder, do we all have a price? Do you out there who think, you know, you have your basic core values and philosophy, and you feel like, no, I wouldn't buy, I wouldn't sell out. Would you? Would you sell out? It's very interesting to think about, isn't it? Because I think we're going to have a lot more examples of where we're going to be, even as fans of certain teams, have to make some decisions. Are we going to continue to support with our emotion and our pocketbooks these operations that have some very dubious background where their money's coming from? So again, it was just a shocker on Tuesday, a shocker when the PGA sold out to LIV. They sold out lock, stock, and barrel to the LIV Golf Tour and the Saudis and their public investment fund. Public investment fund. Basically, it's a slush fund to buy operations around the world to make themselves look better. To make themselves look better. To make us forget about Khashoggi. We need to take a quick time out. We'll come back with more. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Tell me lies. Quite a segue here because something, again, that you notice recently and over the years, something, we'll talk about what's going on in terms of shared revenue in Madison because it's a story that's starting to really bubble up again. And we're seeing, I think, that Robin Voss now trying to use the hostage situation analogy to get something passed that's closer to what he wants as opposed to what either LeMahieu or Evers wants. And also, it just feels like those on the right will always wait to do something. They'll wait until it's an emergency. And often they'll leave it then to those on the right to try and fix it. And we're seeing right now just horrible, horrible wildfires and air quality throughout North America. But yet, if you were to turn on Fox News, there's nothing to see here. Why are we doing anything? Why are we saying there's a health risk? Why are we closing down certain areas in New York State and other areas in the Northeast that you've seen the pictures where the air quality is just awful? This was on the Ingram angle last night on Fox News. I cringe to share this, but I have to almost appreciate the brazenness, the gumption it has to say something like this. Here, this again was an analyst on the Ingram angle last night on Fox News.
Look, the air is ugly, it's unpleasant to breathe, and for a lot of people, they get anxiety over it. But the reality is there's no health risk. Okay, there's EPA research, they've done lots of clinical research on asthmatics, on elderly asthmatics, on children, on elderly with heart disease. Not a cough or a wheeze from any of them. We have this kind of air in India and China all the time. No public health emergency.
Speaking of, do you notice like in all the coverage of, you know, Bill Ware, the tailpipes, all this stuff, they never, ever mention the fact at the top that China is the number one polluter in the world. Never.
Yeah, this is like clean air in China. I mean, it's really bad. You know, they in the winter, they never turn on their scrubbers for the air pollution because they don't care. Weir has no idea what he's talking about. This doesn't kill anybody. This doesn't make anybody cough. This is not a health event. This has got nothing to do with climate. First off, this is wildfire smoke. This is natural. This is not because of climate change.
It's
not because of a fossil fuel, you know, internal combustion engines. He just has no idea what he's talking about.
All day, by the way, it seemed like the media figures that we've become accustomed to seeing on television during these crises, they seemed like they were back in their element and kind of almost enjoying the moment of wearing masks again, didn't they? They seemed to have a little pep in their step with those masks. Now, they talked about the dangers of something called particulate matter from the smoke. Here's CNN earlier.
consider wearing a mask, and that is because of the particulate matter in the air. This is among the tiniest, most dangerous kind of pollutants, and it's the kind of thing found in this wildfire smoke. These particles are so small they can get into the lungs when you breathe them in, get into the bloodstream, and cause all kinds of health issues.
Steve, we're back at the masks. Ramin Askwi is watching from heaven, by the way. Ramin, I know you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is all particulate matter, but particulate matter was not a concern until EPA invented it as one in the 1990s, and they've been riding it, you know, the Obama administration, now the Biden administration.
Well, what is it? Is it a health concern?
Particulate matter is very fine soot.
You don't want to be breathing that in all day.
They're just carbon particles. They're innocuous. Okay, by them, they're innocuous. There's nothing in them. They have no effect. The EPA has all this testing on real live human beings. It shows no effect. This is total junk science.
I mean, this man is Steve Malloy from the Energy Environmental Legal Institute. I mean, real expert on science. I can imagine that the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute has never seen a piece of legislation that tries to protect the environment that they liked. Couple of things here. The idea that there's nothing to see here, other than the fact that there is nothing to see if you're in some areas of the Northeast, is crazy. And the idea that they just chuckle, oh, it's like we're going back to masks. It's almost the same kind of messaging that they've had when it came to COVID. Like, there's really nothing here, that we should just keep on doing what we're doing, as hundreds of thousands and then more than millions of people passed away because of it. And the idea that this has nothing to do with climate change. Oh, it's just wildfires. It's natural. Why do you think there's all these wildfires? I mean, come on. I mean, again, basically, the whole idea on the right is to, you know, do nothing until you have to do something. They always, you know, do nothing. It goes back. A great example is when Barack Obama, as he liked to say, got us out of the ditch. The Republicans at the end of the George W. Bush administration drove America and its economy into the ditch. What did the Republicans want to do there? Nothing. Yeah, it is what it is. Should the big three automakers, you know, have to fail? They'll fail. We don't want to bail them out. That's, you know, that's doing something. And then in the end, of course, the president, Barack Obama, bailed out the automakers. And in fact, when all was said and done, not only did they come out of it stronger, the United States Treasury actually made money on it. But again, the idea that there's no public emergency, I mean, the particulate matter is fine soot, innocuous. I mean, how do you deal with this? Because this guy from the Energy Environmental Legal Institute is just trying to save his clients, basically, from having to ultimately pay if their policies have led to any kind of damage, whether death or other kind of damage in the country. So again, that's little lies. Little lies, as Fleetwood Mac would say. Hey, we're going to come back, have a CBS News update. Also, Brittany Merlot will have a Civic Media News update as well. And then we'll be talking to our meteorologist. Michael Carroll will be our meteorologist. He's with us this week. And we'll find out about the weather for the end of the work weekend into the weekend. Again, it looks like it's going to be a fantastic day. But as we get into the weekend, there looks like a possibility of some much-needed rain. Drought conditions almost out there. So we'll find out all the details with Michael Carroll in about 7 minutes. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:58. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.